looks like Blondie has penetrated the dark mantle in here and got to some floor, but there's not an awful lot of blocks around the rim. They're just some small ones. Compared to what we saw around, what we saw around Horatio, or the walls of Horatio and around Camelot. Nothing also like what we saw yesterday at Station 1. Bob, that characteristic little dimple in the bottom of the craters is still with us. And it's invariably glass-lined in the fresh ones.
Okay. Very good.
Now, that's not a complete lining. It just there's seems to be glass agglutinate, if you will, that's holding the fragments in the bottom of the crater together. There's one on the side of an older crater. See, we're back into about a 1% coverage. I suspect that the reason we our block population went up there was because of Bronny.
An awful lot of these small grass-lined little craters around.
Yeah, and you notice, Gene, what I was saying about the little dimple in the bottom?
Yeah.
Like the fresh ones, and they all have that little dimple as if that.
Yeah.
See, there's one
right
there. Man, you can predict it.
Jack, you know, I think the white mantle is starting right over there. Seeing your right?
Yeah, that's the first.
The place you can really see it is where it's reflected off the slope to the cliffs out there, but I think I hate to say it, but Charlie may be right.
Well, but you know, one thing that may distinguish it is that the bright halo craters are brighter.
But I can see it from here.
Yep.
On the floor of the valley here.
Yep.
On the scarp, it really shows up.
Okay, block population is unchanged. Still appears to be the, where I can see large enough blocks, appears to be the gabbro. Although they're not as much to look at now in terms of blocks. The surface characteristics have not changed. There are no craters that we see that are bringing up clear blocky rims. Most of the fresh craters have instant rock around them. Craters of the same size that are older and more subdued, instant rock is apparently broken down. I suspect the small zapping breaks that down fairly quickly.
Okay, 17, copy that. You're still making about 9 to 11 kilometers?
No, sir, I've been making from 10 to 12, Bob, mostly 12.
Okay, can you give me a reading on the amps for this time,
okay,
Gino?
Stand by, I got a little navigating to do.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, I'm reading 100, bouncing around 100 on both of them.
Okay, how about amps, not amp hours?
Sit down, I'm making terrain, I think for... Oh, I'm sorry?
But you got a hold in front of me.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Run out a little bit. Yeah, let me get up here. Good vehicle you got here.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to go through many of those.
No.
Okay, Bob, I'll give you an amp reading as soon as I can. Just stay at my port.
All right, you know
my camera handle's coming off.
The terrain gets a lot more locally hummocky with some well-rounded rim, but very large aspect ratio craters, which you got to get around in here, in the 4 or 5 meter size.
Charlie, I'm thinking of white mantle. That's the white mantle we're coming up on right up here.
Yeah.
See that on your right?
Yep.
That's it. It's not going to be that much different. Not going to be that much different, but look where you're going. I got to watch. I don't lose my camera. It's come loose.
See, now you can look where we're going to come up on a white mantle. It's dusted with that light, look at it.
Yeah.
We're only 100 meters from the light mantle.
Well.
Okay, how about giving us a range and bearing when you get to it?
We're coming right up on it now.
Yeah. There certainly is a change in the general albedo, particularly in the craters. The craters are much brighter in their walls than we've seen before.
Yeah, it's a...
Although there still is a brown, light gray dusting over the top of it in here, but it's clearly different. No question about that.
You can't see the contact as you cross it, but we know we're coming into something lighter.
Yeah. You know, we ought to sample the rim of one of these craters when we get our LRV sample, because that's what's distinctly lighter.
How about a range and bearing,
guys? We're at 3.8 here, and we can sample that rim.
Copy to 3.8.
3.4, 3.9. I've been right
about right over there. You know, can you get on the rim of that crater?
Right here?
No, right to the right there.
Right here.
That light stuff. See the big crater here and the light material right on the rim?
Yeah, I'll get there.
But I'm going to have to not give you much of a turn. Cause
that's all right. I got the pictures.
Now, if you swing to the left a little bit and then back. Whoa, now back right. Okay. Hope my camera stays on there.
You like that?
Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Okay, Bob, we're 083, 4.4, and 3.8, and I've been running about 20 to 25 amps, I think, on both.
Okay, copy that.
We are in the light mantle. It's not a contrasting light like you might expect or like we're looking at on a scarf as the sun shines on it, but I don't think there's any question.
Okay.
Yeah, the craters are definite. To penetrate into it are definitely different. However, the surface texture is unchanged. There may be fewer blocks. Okay, back 27 echo. 27 echo.
Copy that. In frame contact.
I don't want to lose it. Stand by. Hold up. Okay. It's in there.
It's in? Okay. Back, don't sleep. Open it.
Yeah, it will after you get a couple samples in there. Okay, my locator.
And my locator?
I hope I don't lose my camera.
I can't reach it or it'll help you.
Okay, 110.
Copy that, Jack.
I guess I didn't do what I wanted to do, and that get that thing really cinched down.
We're an hour and 32 minutes into this EVA.
A couple of things is the sun angle difference on that light mantle when you're looking at the slopes of the scarf versus what we're on. I hate to use a familiar term, but my impression right here is there is more of a raindrop influence than back at the lamb or in a darker mantle.
Okay, copy that.
Might be. I think the big thing is, though, that each one of these little craters is much more lightly colored. But we're still not, there's no crater in view that has a blocky rim. There's a fragmental rim based on almost certainly instant rock, but no blocky rim. You know, one of the reasons those craters look lighter is because of their sun angle. Walls in some of these little craters, it's same material we're driving on a bit. Yeah, there's just an instant rock right there, Jeff. You're right. Oh, boy. The fragment population is certainly less than 1% in here.
Yeah.
Now, when I say fragments, I'm talking about rocks that are greater than a centimeter in grain size.
You know, it may be me, Bob, but it also is a little bit more difficult to drop the down sun in this area.
Yeah, I think it is. I was thinking that a minute ago, but it's hard to make a... I think your normal albedo is greater. There's some nice downstart.
Yeah,
the little crater still has the central pit.
Okay, we're losing your time a little bit, guys.
Yeah, there's a few. Guys, the red X is just coming over. Yeah, they're a few blocks. They still look like the Davro, though. Hard to tell. A couple of them look to me like they have some very light crystals in them.
Yeah.
I'm afraid those are zaps.
They could be.
I think I've been fooled by that, too, and that's why I estimated the flashes like mine. I just want to keep you out of those slopes, and I tell you, I get you in some to keeping you out of them. We're getting a little more blocks in here. Of course, we're approaching the dark mantle again. Now, you can see the difference. You got to look hard for it. But you see those craters out in there are not white anymore.
I got to get around that slope.
Yep. Okay, you still got the hole in the wall picked out over there, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. I'm trying to keep calm with them as I'm turning here.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping the thing. I don't know if they're reading it, but I've been moving it.
Read you loud and clear, guys.
Okay, looking up on the South Massif, we've got real good views of the block strewn fields. There's one that, there seem to be two dominant colorations of the rocks. The light-colored ones, very light tan to white, and then there are the blue-gray rocks. There's one major outcrop of blue-gray about six of the way down the slope, the center of the field of view we have, and it looks very much like similar blue-gray rocks right at the crest, the highest point from our vantage point.
Bob,
okay,
you want another sample
in
the dark mantle here?
Yeah, we want, as soon as you get into the dark mantle,
sure.
We're estimating it something like 4.3 or 4.5, somewhere in that vicinity.
We're there.
Okay, we're ready.
We're there. Now let's, if you can, okay, right over there, maybe I can get a rock with it. See that the batch of rocks there?
Right here?
Whoa, yeah. Swing it. Whoa, now swing back over. A little more. Whoa, a little more.
Can you reach it?
Now, if you go forward.
Can you reach it?
Hold it. Right there. Okay, about 082, 5.0, and 4.3.
Copy that.
And CDR is 3.85 and about 70%, and no flags.
Okay, thank you, Chief.
I got the rock, and there's some dirt in there. Maybe I better get a little more dirt.
Yeah.
You don't have any trouble getting dirt. Can you see in there? Is it very much? Much soil?
No, a little bit.
Okay, I'll get good soil.
A couple feet from the pole. 28 echo, Bob.
Say again there, 70.
28 echo.
Copy that.
Primarily a rock fragment, just getting a soil fragment, soil sample with it.
Copy.
Jack, look at the wrinkles over there on the north massifs.
Yeah, there's no question that there's apparent lineations all over these massifs in a variety of directions. Hey, look at how that scarp goes up the side there. There's a distinct change in texture.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, lineations are not present on the scarp that we can see where it crosses the North Massif. There is no sign of those variations on there.
Oh, man, yeah, I can see what you're talking about.
Look over by Hanover.
It looks like the scarp overlays the North Massif, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, this last one was 29 echo.
Okay, copy that, and that's the soil.
Okay, now I need that, getting that badge. That's firm.
Here's another one. You're going to... Don't lose those.
I won't. I'll pull it down. Okay, Bob, we are rolling.
Copy that.
And pray for me, Bob, that I don't lose my camera. Okay, Hanover is very, quite a ways up the slope. I don't think they would have gotten to it as we planned that time. But the appearance you have, the scarp, North Massif contact is one of the scarf being smoother textured, less cratered, and certainly less lineated. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's, as Gene says, younger.
Okay, Jack.
But that goes, it's not just the the slope. It's the materials on the other side of the scarp, on the west side.
Okay, I'm going to have to really ease up on pictures. I forgot to give him a frame shot.
Yeah, he didn't get a frame shot. You want to give him a frame shot? Okay.
Well, Bob, the problem is every time I take my hand off, my camera loosens up again.
Okay, I copy that. And our estimate is that if you continue to go between 50 and 100 meters between frames, we'll make it.
Well, I tell you, are those machines getting to look big now? Holy smoly. That frame at the LRV sample was about 115.
Copy that.
I tell you, that scarf looks nice over there too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back out in our old friend, the Dark Mantle, and I think the zero phase point is not as bright as it was. Passing a small crater, but the block population is still way down there in about 1%.
Man 17, for your benefit, we're showing you a very good net mobility rates here, and things looking quite good.
Thank you. Gene's doing a great job. I tell you, it takes all your time to drive, though. You look around and you're in a hole. There's another small crater, instant rock, with the same little bit, a spattering of glass holding the bit materials together. None of the glass linings look very coherent, Bob. They mainly just seem to be a sprinkling of glass that's helping to or coating the instant rock.
Okay, I copy that, Jack.
We're in contact with America on the 28th revolution.
We still don't have all the craters at about 10 to 15 meters in diameter seem to have somewhat more blocky material in their rims, but they're not clear cut blocky rim craters. And here's one that's probably 50 meters across that has a fair number of blocks in the bottom. Looks like it might have just about gotten down to where the gabbro starts to be abundant again.
Okay, I copy on that one, Jack.
I start for 12 o'clock, and I'm going to work my way up the whole wooden wall from there on out.
I think that's good.
Like a long, easy turn in.
Yeah. Got a hole in the wall, Bob. It's very long, very subtle, very gentle slope. We'll just have to give you more words when we get there.
Okay, we're anxiously awaiting him. How about a range and bearing while you're at it?
Well, click most of the time. Okay, 0.2, 5.6, 4.9.
Copy, 4.9 on the range.
And about 20 minutes. 20 to 22 a.m. most of the time.
Okay, we're losing a little bit of low gain there, Gino.
Yeah. I think you need to fill it up a little. It probably undershoots here. I don't know. Well, our pitch angle changes all the time. That's the problem. Bob, I've been with that 10-point degree the whole time. Okay, Bob, we're not in light mantle, I don't think.
Intentional, I understand. I'm not sure I got enough guts to make him intentional. Man, everything's getting a little big the closer you get.